Hills on 90. Should we take it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I hope all right. I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
Are you meeting this afternoon?
Yes, sir. 1:30.
Can you let somebody else run that if I need to talk to you?
I'm going to run till 4 o'clock. Let me suggest. I'll talk to you anytime and visit with you anytime. I doubt that I ought to be out if I could see you after 4 just as well.
Well, I'm going to leave for home, Texas, between 3 and 4.
Oh, well.
Maybe I can talk to you on the phone. I want to get your... Do you know Kendall Chicago? Banker Dave Kendall?
Yes, I know Dave. Is he the one that you... No, I don't either. There was a Dave Kendall in Eisenhower's administration in the trade.
You know Kermit Gordon?
I know Kermit quite well.
Do you know Joe Fowler?
I know Joe quite well.
What's your evaluation of those three? I guess you don't know the first one.
Evidently, I don't. I'm very fond of both Kermit and Joe Fowler. I think they're terrific. Let me ask you this, if I think I know what you're talking about. Kermit or Doug, either one of them, advanced a thought to you about Stuart Saunders?
Yes. Yes, they have. I've done it and given a good deal of thought to it.
Now, I did this not without not saying anything about what it was. I asked Harry Bird his opinion on it, just offhand, you see. And Harry feels like he's one of the ablest men in the country.
Well, I like him very much. I don't know
whether he's close enough to you or anything of that sort, but no, Kermit Gordon, in my opinion, is a terrific fella. Joe Fowler is a very able person.
He thinks you're the ablest in the world, and I don't agree with him on that, because I'm afraid that I got you run the treasury enough as it is without...
No, I'm not that close to Stu.
No, I'm talking about Joe.
Oh, no.
I don't want you running at all.
Well, I think Kermit and I enjoy the same relationship.
I thought I might. I don't want a word said about this to a human. But I thought I might, before I left here, if I got a chance at 3:30, I might ask my friends over across the aisle, and you, and maybe even... Who is your ranking Republican? Is he a mean one?
John Burns is not a mean fella.
Would he share your opinion of these other fellows, you think?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Not to the extent that I have the opinion of them.
What do you think he'd think about Fowler?
He'd be satisfied. He would not frown on it. He'd not object to it.
He'd like it better than he would Kermit, wouldn't he?
Yes, yes.
Because of the professorial stuff.
That's right. Have more respect for him, brother.
I thought what I might do, just to hit the cold water before I considered 3 or 4 of them and throw out their names and get Harry and Williams and get you and whoever your man was to just slip in the back door here where I didn't get in trouble and didn't get a lot of men ruined in their jobs, and give you an idea and get your judgment and get the idea of what I'd like to do and might before I got away. But I don't want to ruin your meeting, but it wouldn't take over 30 minutes, and you could just let somebody else preside, or just tell them that you've got to go and do something else. I don't want them to think, I don't want to be messing in any of your legislation or anything, and I don't want them to think that I'm, because you're leaving, that you're going to get arms twisted. All I want to do is talk to you in company with Harry and maybe just get a little advice, and particularly if you feel that way, why, we might try to make a book.
All right.
I'll call you back if I can arrange it.
I'll be in the ways meeting.
All right.
Take your girl call.
All right. Keep this quiet now.
Absolutely.
All right.